Welcome to Within Brim's Skin with me, Brimstone, where every episode is filled to the rim with more brim than you can handle. Stay tuned as I dive into a variety of topics that I can get behind, as well as the ones that just burn me up. So buckle up, strap in, because it's about to go down. Oh my God, oh my God, here we are, it's the first time ever within Brim's Skin. Old Brim here, I've got my engineer, my little buddy Alex.
Heyo.
Alex, you have now been appointed as my official sidekick.
I feel pretty happy about that.
You are my official sidekick, my redheaded stepchild. I love you dearly. I'm glad you're going to go on this journey with me.
Aww.
And what do you call it? Yeah, so here we are, you know, the first episode of Within Brim's Skin. We've been talking about it for quite some time. You know, it's just been something I've wanted to do. And, you know, I've always talked about companion series. You know, the Grindhouse Radio, you know, has been so successful. Thank God. I mean, you know, we're going into our fourth year. It's been tremendous. And I said, you know, I really want to get out there and just do a little bit more, you know, Alex, just get into it, you know, enjoy myself, you know, kind of rant on things that I might not necessarily be able to do on GHR itself. So here we are. You know, I have a bunch of things that I kind of wanted to rant about a little bit, you know, and just talk about in general. So one thing I found, you know, was very, very funny. You know, I saw that recently in Colorado, there was a big situation.
Okay.
It was a very big situation. And I think this is really amusing. Apparently a bear stole a family Subaru.
What?
Yes.
Wait.
So an actual black bear stole a family Subaru. Now this what's been happening, you know, for people out there is that the change in climate has been so crazy that the bears came out of hibernation early, and you know, the warm back to the cold again, the cool kind of killed all of the stuff that, you know what I mean, they need to naturally survive.
Okay.
So what do you call it? So, you know, where the bears are now sitting and looking for food.
Right.
And you know, in certain areas they'll be destroying the garbage cans, mm-hmm. and they'll be going and seeking things. Well, this one specific bear went up to a couple's car who was camping, and it literally broke into the car, and it was searching for food. So how it opened up the door, I don't know how that worked out, but it got in there, and it somehow got the parking brake? The parking brake got loose. It sent the car flying through obstacles. It went literally through a mailbox or two, you know, a whole bunch of other stuff. And the bear was so scared. Apparently, not only did it tear the steering wheel completely off.
Oh, my God.
It left a rather large poop in the middle of the car, which is how they figured out that it was a bear. And, you know, it was torn up. Now, I've got to believe, you know, look, bears are strong. They're big. But, you know, the way they make cars nowadays, you know, they're so paper thin. It's ridiculous. There's no way a bear should have been able to penetrate a car. Right?
He had to have opened the door. That's the only thing that or maybe he broke the glass.
Maybe he broke the glass.
But then how would he fit through the...
That's what I'm saying.
Unless he broke the glass and opened the lock.
Exactly.
Or they just left their door open.
Or it's flipping Yogi Bear in real life.
I was actually also thinking that.
Hey, boo-boo. You know what I'm saying? No, I can't, you know, like this. And no offense to Subaru, but you know what I mean? It just so happens that it was a Subaru that it happened in. But how the hell is a bear going to break into a flipping car and actually take a joyride in it? That's just, it's bizarre. It blows my mind.
Wonder if their insurance covers it.
I bet your State Farm is already on it to make a commercial or farm wide or whatever it is. Farmers, that's right. Farmers,
yeah.
Right?
We are farmers.
Exactly. Oh my God. Yeah. No. Anyway, so that being said, I think that the companies need to step it up. Back to go to old school car seats way before you were born. They were made of real steel, real metal. All right. When you got up to that car, if you kicked the car's not going to dent.
Yeah, I had an old car like that. I had a 1985 Toyota Camry.
That's what I'm talking about. Kick the damn thing, nothing's going
to
happen.
Oh, yeah. Nothing was happening to that car.
But nowadays, they're trying to skimp. They're trying to save money. So what's happening? They're skimping out on every single damn thing where a bear can get into a goddamn car. But regardless, people getting into accidents. Yep. And what's happening? They're dying. So, dudes, man, anybody who has a car company out there and you're building cars, I don't care. I'd rather spend an extra $5,000-$10,000 for a stronger material. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Anyway, I'm going to move along. So that was just something that I saw that I thought was funny. I figured it would be a fun story to tell at the beginning.
Definitely funny.
I could be wrong.
No, I thought that was really funny. I seriously could just picture a bear driving in a car, ripping out the steering wheel.
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
And just defecating all over the car because it was so scared. God. It literally scared itself. Poop.
That car is never going to smell the same way again.
That car was destroyed. If I showed you, I'm going to show you the pictures of it later.
All right.
So anyway, moving forward, the other day, I actually had the opportunity to sit down with my little one, Haley.
Okay.
For those of you out there who don't know who she is, she's 8 years old. She's my little Spitfire. And we had the chance and the pleasure of doing a Facebook Live together because, I'm always running. I'm always working. We're doing a lot of stuff. And, at the end of the day, I try to spend a little bit of quality time when I can. So, and I do it differently with each of my kids. So Haley is like, she is a literal Spitfire.
Yeah.
So she was sitting down, we were watching TV and I go, how about we shut the TV off for a little while? Or let's keep the TV on. Let's talk about what's going on. I'll put it on Facebook Live. She goes, okay. So we're sitting and going back and forth and we're watching a baking show and I don't know how it got into it, but you people may want to sit down for this. All right, this is something that she at 8 shed some ridiculously strange knowledge with me that it completely boggled my mind. I still am not over it. I'm going to probably talk about this for the next 3 months. But the fact of the matter is, apparently, did you know that avocados are considered berries?
No.
Yes.
No, they're not.
That's what I said.
Wait a second.
I said the same thing. Like, what the hell are you speaking of? Avocado is not a berry. But no, apparently, not only are avocados berries, so are pumpkins, tomatoes, watermelons, bananas, kiwis, cucumbers, and honeydews, and cantaloupes. Unbelievable.
Wait a second. Cucumbers cannot be berries.
It's a berry.
It's a vegetable.
But it's essentially considered a berry. Isn't that crazy? It's blowing your mind.
I thought all berries were fruits.
But it's apparently now this is gonna completely screw you up. A strawberry is not actually a berry.
What do you mean a strawberry is not a berry?
That's what I'm saying.
It has berry in the name.
That's what I'm saying. So these people are obviously, I don't know, these stupid ass scientists, you got some smart people out there. But I mean, I'm gonna stem this one up to the moron who said that Pluto was not a planet anymore, okay? Pluto is a planet, it'll always be a planet, and you should be ashamed of yourself. Anyway, so going back to the berry thing, okay, a true berry.
Okay.
It's a fleshy fruit formed from the ovary of a single flower with a seed or seeds embedded within the flesh.
Right. So how can a cucumber be a berry? Because a cucumber is considered a vegetable.
Okay. In layman's terms, berries have seeds on the inside of the fruit. So a cucumber, botanically correct term is for a cucumber, is a berry. Isn't that crazy?
But wait, but there's vegetables that have seeds on the inside.
Tomatoes.
They're all considered berries.
They're considered berries.
Because there's more vegetables that have, I think there is. I'm trying to think now.
They're considered berries.
Oh yeah, because a strawberry has its seeds on the outside.
Isn't that nuts?
Yeah.
I still don't agree with it.
What about an apple? An apple has seeds on the inside. Is an apple a berry now?
That I don't know because I didn't research that one, but apple could be as well. But it's funny enough. So during our conversation, we have the little Google Home. All right.
Yeah.
So no free ads. And, we asked Google while we were sitting and doing it. And Google was like, yep, this is it. And this is it. And I was like, no, I couldn't believe
way.
It. And she's like, yeah, I'm just a smarty pants. I know things. I was like, what?
I guess she does.
What's wrong with? I said, how the hell at 40 flipping four do I not know this information? It's like my whole life's been a lie.
I knew the tomato. That's the one that everybody knows. Tomato's not a vegetable. It's a fruit. Everyone knows that. That's the only piece of information I thought I needed to know about, like, berries and fruits
right?
and everything. I did not know that. Why is a strawberry not a berry? That's bothering me more than anything.
How is a tomato a flipping berry? How is a pumpkin a berry? How is a pumpkin a flippin' berry?
I don't know.
It's a vegetable.
It is a vegetable.
Listen.
Wait, squash.
Squash is the same thing.
Berry?
It's a berry.
No!
Yes!
No!
Unbelievable. I am so... it has completely screwed my brain. I wish I would know, I would have known this years ago, because this completely blew my mind, so every supermarket is wrong.
So, yeah, pretty much.
That being said, every supermarket is wrong. All right, so why don't we do this? Let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Within Brimskin. Border hounds, food hounds, GHR fans, let's get social. Hit me up on all my official social media, at The Real Brimstone on Instagram, Entrance to Hell on Twitter, relax, it's only a gimmick, and at Brimstone on Facebook. Connect direct with your main man from the wasteland. I only communicate on my official accounts, so beware and be aware of fakes. Catch you on the interwebs.
Hi, this is Stan Lee, and you're listening to my old pal Brimstone, Excelsior.
In a world where our food is unseasoned by the proper sauces, there is one sauce that has that extra special umami boost in which you seek.
Prepare your mind, body, and soul for that terrific touch of soy or teriyaki that will transform your taste buds into a typhoon of unbridled flavor behavior.
Traditionally brewed soy sauce, kicking taste into tongues with the same great recipe for 300 years.
Kikkoman! Enhance the essence of every meal by making yours Kikkoman and pick up your own stash of original, less sodium, gluten-free soy sauces,
teriyaki marinade,
and other mouth-watering products from Kikkoman at your local grocery store.
Kikkoman!
Making soy sauce kick again.
Hi, this is Charles Martinet, the voice of Mario and Luigi, and hello, Super Greenstone. I mean it. Mario, you're number one. Woohoo!
And we're back. Anyway, speaking of supermarkets and the sale of things, Girl Scout cookies. And Girl Scout cookies cannot be found in supermarkets.
Yeah, of course.
All right. Now, I'm going to rant about this a little bit. I love Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah, I love the tag-alongs you got me.
Why the hell are they only available one time a year? I don't understand it. You get everybody so excited, and people are like, yeah, I want to buy those Girl Scout cookies. And then all of a sudden, they're gone. They're gone for a year. You have one shot. And if you don't know, you don't have a little kid that, is within the family or a friend of a family, you can't get them. It's like there's no way to get them. It's like your dealer. You know what I mean? These kids, they're teaching these kids to be dealers.
Oh,
and they're like sitting on the street corner. Literally, you can go into a bank or into a mall and they're on the corner going, hey, yo, you want some cookies?
I mean, you're not wrong.
I'm not.
You're actually not wrong. But
what
wait,
are we teaching these kids?
They're only available once a year?
Once a year.
That's it?
That's it.
Wait. Girl, because I was a Boy Scout, so like I know that we would do popcorn
sales.
Shame
on you. No, I'm just kidding.
Hey, listen, we would do popcorn sales,
right?
Not just once a year. Like we would do it whenever we needed to fundraise for a trip or a camping event, like whatever we were doing.
Mm-hmm.
Girl Scouts can't do that. The same thing with cookies. It's only available once.
Only available once a year. Once a year, and then they do like chocolates and stuff throughout the year. They do different things, but the cookies themselves you can only get once a year, and. And in certain areas, there are a couple different bakeries that they get them from. So not all the cookies that you get, you can get
same.
In both. Yeah,
oh,
and they're
man.
They're made slightly different, which is crazy.
I wonder if you could buy them online. I wonder if they hike up the price because they're only available once a year.
Yeah, well, if you're near like one of the Girl Scout locations, you know what I mean, one of the actual corporate offices, you can actually go in there, I believe, year round and purchase them.
Oh, okay.
I believe so. But I mean, who the hell's going to do that? They're lazy and you know everybody's like, well, hey, where's my dealer? It's that time of the year again.
I need my fix, bro.
I can't handle. My kid is a drug dealer. She comes to me like, so where's my cash? What's going on? How many boxes do you want? I'm like, what? Like, come on, how many boxes do you want? What do you mean, how many boxes do I want? I want one, but I'll take one box. No, you can't just take one box. You need to take like five boxes. What do you mean five boxes? Here, I'll give you the first taste for free. She did that. She
oh
did
my
that.
God.
She gave me the new s'mores one. She's like, here, it came out last year. She handed me the s'mores one. She goes, go ahead, try it. It's good. Good, isn't it? I'm like, what? yeah, it's good. No, here, try another one. Here, try this one. And I'm like, all right, God damn it. Now I got to buy this one. And you can't just buy one because if you just buy one, it's gone in 5 seconds.
Yeah.
And then the funny thing is the bigger the cookies get, the less there are in the package.
Yeah, I know. I hate how there's so little tagalongs in my box. There's like maybe 15.
I know, right?
And like, I'm surprised they've lasted me as long as they have.
But at the same time, you're still okay to spend that $5 on it. You're like, oh, yeah. All right, I'm getting 5 cookies. $5, no problem, because they're that damn good.
They are so
And you can
good.
Only get them just so many times out of the year.
I'm going to, you know what? New market. I'm going to buy a crap ton of Girl Scout cookies right. and sell them on eBay.
There you go.
Jacking up the price you like can do five it. Times.
I would. That's an idea. I think we should get into the business. We should be dealers. That's what I'm saying.
Let's do it.
So what's going on? So you want some Girl Scout cookies? And you gotta want some cookies.
You know the funny thing is, it's what is it? Sugar is like more addictive than Coke. So like, they are dealers.
This could be it. Yeah. But the kids, man, and they're sitting on the corners, sit like lemonade stands. Like, you know, it's a hot day, so you want some lemonade? What's going on? It's a drug deal going on. You know what I mean? It kind of is. I mean, look and look. The Girl Scouts, they do in all truth, they teach the kids a lot of positive things and teamwork and so forth. But you know, at the end of the day, you know, you can't help but go back and think. It's like you're teaching these kids to be drug dealers because sugar, like you said, is a drug.
Yep.
And you get addicted to these things.
Oh yeah.
And if they really wanted to, they can hike up the price and your sorry self would be like, hell yeah, I'll pay it.
Especially for Thin Mints. They could raise the price of Thin Mints to whatever they wanted. People would order them.
Exactly.
It's the most popular cookie.
That's what I'm talking about. And Samoas. I love Samoas.
See, I'm not a huge Samoa. Those are the coconut ones, right?
Yes.
Yeah, see, I'm not a big coconut person. Mm-hmm. But like, if I was, I could see exactly why that like people would go crazy over those. I prefer peanut butter, the tagalongs.
Oh, there you
they're,
go.
They're delicious.
I love them all. Except for the lemon twist things. I could do without those. Good thing they're going away. I
haven't had them. They're all... All right.
Don't like them.
Don't like them.
Don't like them.
All right.
So moving forward, what do you call it? And I know we don't have too much time left, but I finally had this weekend the opportunity to see that movie, A Star Is Born. Have you seen that?
No, I haven't.
It's the one with Lady Gaga, Bradley Cooper.
Okay.
And, you know, it's a musician and, you know, he's touring and then he winds up meeting this girl who was also, she's a singer and a songwriter and they fall in love and the whole, it's a really cool chick flick and, I enjoyed it. What do you call it? I don't want to ruin anything for the people who haven't seen it, but it's a very, very sad ending. And, what do you call it? But you know, it's a real solid movie. Soundtrack is fantastic. And Bradley Cooper is actually, he sang everything.
Did he really?
All of it, everything. He actually went for voice lessons, the whole nine yards, in order to sing. Because Gaga said, well, I'm only going to do it if he does the actual singing. Which is why for, what was it, the Oscars? What was that, the one that just happened?
I think
it was the Oscars.
Yeah, I think it was that.
They actually did the duet on stage at the Oscars.
That's pretty cool.
So, and I believe he's flying out to a couple of shows that she's doing, and they're doing the song at some of the shows, which is kind of sort of what was happening in the movie. You know what
okay.
I mean? So it's, I don't want to ruin it, but the fact of the matter, funny enough, like Bradley Cooper, regardless, for some reason, all I could think of when it comes to him is Rocket Raccoon. So every time I see him, I'm just thinking Rocket Raccoon. But what do you call it? He does an amazing job in the film. What do you call it? He's very much so like modeled after Sam Elliott, in my opinion. I don't know if you know who Sam Elliott is.
Nah,
he's an older actor. He was also in Roadhouse and a lot of different things.
I know that movie.
If you saw him, you know who he is. He's been in a lot. But I believe he modeled his character after him. And it's funny because I didn't realize Sam Elliott actually plays his brother in the movie. So what do you call it? So I'm sitting there saying to Danielle, by the way, if you don't know who she is, Danielle is my wife. What do you call it? So I said to Danielle, I go, he's just reminding me of Sam Elliott so much right now. She's like, why? How? What are you talking about? I'm like, I'm telling you, the mannerisms, everything. It's like watching him kind of in, what do you call it? In the one that I just said. Oh my God. Roadhouse.
You know
what I mean? And then funny enough, there he is. I'm like, get out of here. And then it all made sense. So now what I want to go off on, one of the reasons why I'm bringing this up here rather than on GHR is, and I might even bring it up there too, but
yeah, you probably will.
Now listen, now what gets within Brimskin? Okay, now I can totally appreciate suspending reality for a duration of a film, a show, you know, anything.
Yeah,
you have to.
You have to.
It's part of the ambiance of watching something and really getting into it. Now again, I'm from professional wrestling. I'm a comic character, animated character. Video games. You suspend the relief of the belief. I get it.
Yeah.
It's good. Now, the fact of the matter is, I don't understand how people think that it is real. They get in there and they think everything that's happening is real. So now people are shipping Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga?
Yeah. So now Bradley Cooper has a wife who is a former professional model. They have kids, all right? And people are sitting and they're trying to put the two of them together like, oh, Lady Gaga, she just divorced her, or not divorced, she just separated with her boyfriend. And now all of a sudden, she's getting herself set up to so she can get with Bradley Cooper. Nah, man, it's a freaking movie, people. The fact is when you have good chemistry, you have good chemistry. Alex and I have good chemistry. I'm not sleeping with the kid.
No, nope.
You know, the fact of the matter
please
is.
Please, no.
You know, on GHR, Kim and I have fantastic chemistry.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
and she's
not,
even your work wife.
She's my work wife. But nowhere in between is there anything going on.
No.
So the thing is people can't seem to understand that. You know what I mean? Like, Kim and I can sit there and we can go back and forth. We could sing a duet together. Which is, you get into it.
You guys.
But it's just because we have the chemistry.
But it doesn't go beyond that.
No. So people need to stop trying to interfere with people in the public eye, and trying to put them together. Because what's happening is they're ruining relationships. You know what I'm saying? Like they had at the Oscars, after they did the song, the wife of Bradley Cooper was in between him and Gaga when they were sitting in the seats.
Okay.
And people started putting up memes and stuff, like with her in between and while they were up on stage, like with a picture of the wife sitting with her hand on her chin, like, what the hell's going on? It's like people are just they don't understand the impact that it has on the people that are out there doing it. You know what I mean?
People are always gonna chip like celebrities though. I feel like if you become someone of that status, you have to get a little bit of thicker skin because people are always gonna do that,
I agree.
People are always gonna make memes out of celebrities when something funny happens or, just any time really.
I agree. But the people that they're married to shouldn't have to deal with that.
They shouldn't have to deal with it, but unfortunately, it's just something that's going to happen.
It is true. It,
you're never going to stop people from being people.
It's true, and that is a great way to end the segment. Why don't we do this? I'm going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with Within Brimskin. Hey, it's Brim. If you like what you're hearing here on Within Brimskin, catch me with my crew on the Grindhouse Radio, on iTunes, Google, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and over 20 other networks, with new episodes launching weekly at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tune in and get with the program. GHR, it's where it's at.
Hey, this is Ray Park. You may or may not know me. I play Darth Maul, Snake Eyes, Toad, and the Headless Horseman. And you're listening to
my brother, Brim!
The original Mane & Tail Shampoo and Conditioner is a personal hair care solution that's been going strong for almost 50 years. Created right off the family horse farm to get show horses looking their very best. Then, Mane & Tail was discovered by people as a choice solution for their own hair care needs. Today, the line has expanded to include hair care solutions for everyone, from color protecting to deep moisturizing. Mane & Tail has an answer. So, discover the secret for yourself. Mane & Tail, your hair care solution. Available for retail purchase at most grocery, drug, mass, and beauty supply stores nationwide. ManeAndTail.com.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This your boy, Kel Mitchell, and you're listening to the Brim Song.
And we're back. And we had a little bit of a delicious cookie-filled break.
Yeah, I grabbed some of my tag-alongs, not going to lie. I kind of finished off the box, but,
It was good.
It was worth it.
Question is can we still get some more?
I don't know. Ask your dog.
It's going to jack me up. Speaking of getting jacked up, what do you call Hugh Jackman? Recently, actually, received a Guinness World Record for the a record-breaking career as Wolverine. So he's played the character, you know, for the longest. And he actually shared the award with Sir Patrick Dempsey, who plays Professor X.
Okay.
All right. So the two of them have played it the longest, you know, than any other characters in the Marvel Universe. So that being said, you know, he received this award. Now, my thing is, well, one, congratulations to them, because that's a fantastic thing. Hugh Jackman, I love him as an actor. I love him as a singer. I think he's a fantastic entertainer. My biggest qualm right now is I feel it is a huge mistake for Disney, Marvel, to not be recasting him as Wolverine. Now,
you say this all the time.
We have spoken about this on GHR, but I'm going to go ham on this because at the end of the day, this is my flipping show now. So I can say whatever the hell I goddamn well please. So my point is there is no reason that he cannot play Wolverine at least for another few movies, if not longer. All right. He is a very talented guy. And the fact is, there are no other people that can fill the shoes of Wolverine. That being said, I am so against. You know what gets under my skin? You know what gets within my skin?
What gets under your skin, Brim?
This is what gets within Brim's skin. The fact of the matter is, they're considering Harry frickin' Potter for the role.
Yeah, I know.
No! There's just no.
See, all I can think of is Harry as a little kid.
Yeah.
And like in like the first movie, The Sorcerer's Stone, he's like just this little tiny puny little twerp kind of.
Yeah.
And that's the part that he plays, like the nerdy kid. And I'm just like, I can't see that as Wolverine at all. At all.
Now,
not even in the slightest.
And what's crazy now, you know, those of you who pay attention and listen to GHR, what do you call it? You got Mr. Greer, who is you know, he was okay with the whole look of Mr. Potter as I don't even know his real name, to be completely honest.
Yeah, I forgot.
I don't even know his real name. It doesn't matter what his real name is. The fact of the matter is it's no. A big fat no. No, 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 no.
The pictures looked okay.
No!
All right, listen. I to be fair, I can't really talk. I haven't seen the movies.
No?
So I'm not like, I mean, I've seen like bits and pieces. Obviously, I know who Wolverine is. I know who most of the X-Men are and what they look like and everything. I can't see Harry being that strong, like Wolverine type character.
He's not, look, even if it looks okay, I cannot ever look at that character as somebody other than Hugh Jackman, first and foremost. And so maybe it's not fair to these other actors, but you know what? Screw them. I don't care. The fact of the matter is this kid is a scrawny little kid, you know, and he's a great actor. He did very well. Harry Potter films were fantastic.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? And I'm not taking anything away from him as an actor. He is a great actor.
Yeah, he is.
And for Harry Potter, that was great. He even did a fun little thing in Can You See Me?
Did he?
Yeah, yeah.
That was him?
It was part two.
Oh, and, okay.
And in part two, he was like one of the main baddies.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so he and he did an all right job in that. Now You See Me, right? Yeah, now You See Me too.
Yeah, now I think it's Now You See Me or Now You See It, one of the two.
Something like that. Good movies, great movies.
Yeah.
I love the magic thing, whatever.
Yep.
Always, again, magic. You know what I'm saying? The magic. But, you know, for him, he's just not Wolverine to me. He's just not Wolverine to me. And what do you call it? I don't know who could actually get off playing that character. You know what I mean? Maybe John Bernthal, who plays the Punisher, you know, which we're going to get on that next.
Okay.
He
could have
done that, but now he's done the Punisher. So how are you going to take him and move him to be Wolverine?
I mean, well, he would have to play the part, you know? He would need a lot of, I mean.
But he's just if he's already the Punisher, why take him? And move, even though they canceled it. Again, we're going to get to that.
Right.
But, you know, but the fact of the matter is he might have been able to play that crazy, you know, jacked up character. You know what I mean? Wolverine is a very complex character.
Maybe have a wrestler do it.
But yeah. But again, I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know. I did an interview. I was interviewed this past weekend on Games and Geeks, which is a new podcast. Great, great podcast. Fun cats. And we were talking about, you know, the casting of a lot of these things. And, you know, the fact that, you know, like Batman has not been properly cast for the longest time.
No.
You know what I mean?
not at all.
And so forth. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, like Wolverine, it was finally, you know, he Hugh Jackman brought him to life. And I love the way he worked him out. But now it's like, all right, so now you're not going to continue to cast him. You're going to bring in some other guy that's just going to screw it all up.
Because they probably want to keep these movies going on for a while.
And that's fine.
And they don't know if Hugh Jackman can keep, you know, going throughout all of them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but how many more are they going to do? You know what I'm saying?
Well, okay, we say that, but then, like, it seems like they're making new movies for everything nowadays.
This is true. All right,
I
give you that.
So, I mean, they might keep this movie franchise alive for the next 10, 20 years.
This is true.
You know?
This is true.
And I don't know if Hugh Jackman can do this for the next 20 years.
I'm sure he can.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, then you change him to Old Man Logan. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I see which what was you're
part
saying.
Of, which was part of the actual storyline. That's what they did. The last movie was Old Man Logan.
Or, yeah. I mean, I don't know what they could do. I feel like they just want to keep the Wolverine character. They don't want them to get older, you know?
Yeah.
Which is why they're recasting. They're recasting everybody, right?
I don't know if they're recasting or they're just dropping them out of the films. Hmm. You see what I mean?
So why not drop Wolverine then? If they're dropping other characters,
right.
You can't really.
But here's the thing. They can. They could take him. They could have him run for a couple of films. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
At least another 2-3, maybe even 4 movies over the course of the next 5 years, 10 years, okay?
Yeah.
The fact of the matter is after that, then you drop him from the spotlight. You know what I mean? And he's already been, because how do you not have Hugh Jackman play Wolverine in the Marvel Universe? He's always been outside of the Marvel Universe, you see, which really sucks. But anyway, talking about, we're going to go back to the whole Punisher thing. Now, apparently, you know, I'm not the only one that's pissed off about this whole situation of Netflix canceling Punisher. And I understand why to a certain extent. But, you know, Eminem is not cool with Netflix canceling the Punisher.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and he made a big stink about it on Twitter and social media and so forth. It was like a huge, 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 huge deal. What do you call it? The fact of the matter is I understand that, you know, Disney was probably like, look, we're going to take all of our properties because they're going to do their own streaming service. Love the mouse. I appreciate them. Fact of the matter is it's like now that they've canceled it from Netflix, or Netflix has canceled it because of the mouse, are they going to recast? Are they going to take the same cast? Chances are they're not going to be able to take the same cast because of contracts and so forth and whatever. So now the show that has been fantastic for the last 2 seasons is going to go completely to the trash. You know what I'm saying? Now, we're not friends, but I've known Bernthal, all right, personally for a long time. You know, I think he's done an epic job with the character. All right. I think that he is the best rendition of the Punisher character. And that's fantastic. I think that he did a great job. And I had doubts at the beginning. You know, I thought he was a fantastic actor. He can do a lot of different things. But, you know, I didn't know if he was going to be able to pull off Punisher. And the fact of the matter is, he did a bang-up job. It was fantastic. Literally a bang-up job.
Sounds like something I'd have to watch.
It is a great, great, great show. Now, my buddy Jason Moore went above and beyond the series as the character Curtis. Unbelievable. I was so proud. Now, I got Netflix because I wanted to watch the series.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I met Jason. We were introduced by Malcolm Goodwin from iZombie. We were signing out at Kamikaze for Stan Lee.
Okay.
And what do you call it? Malcolm came over. He's like, oh, I want you to meet, you know, a friend of mine. And he introduced me to Jason, and we hit it off, you know, real fast.
Yeah.
And we were talking about a little bit about what was coming, but he told me that, you know, there's not much, I can't really say everything, but I can tell you this is a really, really, really cool rendition of the Punisher series and the character. So I was amped. I was like, you know what? I gotta see it. And obviously it came out of Netflix. So the only way to do it is by
Netflix.
Yeah, getting Netflix. So did I say, okay, well, I'm just getting it for this show? Of course not.
No.
There are other things on there that I happen to love, especially Fluffy. Did you know Gabriel Iglesias?
Oh, yeah, of course. I love him.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
him
he's
and
so
I
funny.
Would be best friends.
Oh, I'm sure.
Everything that he says is like, I feel it. You know what I mean? Because it's like the same. We're like almost the same person.
Right.
He's just a little bit bigger than I am. Thank you very much.
Just
a little bit. Anyway. Hey, shut your face. I'm not that big.
What?
Anyway. So going back to the whole situation. So I bought Netflix specifically, you know, with watching this as well as Glow. I wanted to see the Glow series and Orange is the New Black. Those were the three movies I really wanted to see. And what do you call it? And, you know, that's great. But now one of them is gone.
Is Punisher being, because Punisher was bought by Disney, right? That's what
Punisher owned. Well, Disney owns it. It's part of Marvel.
Okay.
So the Punisher is owned by Marvel, which is under the Disney, you know, brands.
Right. So now my question is, so that's going away, but like Netflix has other Disney shows and movies on their platform. Are they going to take?
They're taking all of them.
They're taking every. So everything Disney movies on Netflix.
Nope.
No Disney shows. No.
Nope. Everything.
Oh my God! There goes like my whole reason for owning Netflix.
Well, that's the thing.
And, oh no!
Because Disney is going to put out their own streaming service. So what's happening is they're quickly pulling. You know, and Netflix wants to make sure that Disney is not going to, you know, make money off of what Netflix has put their money into. You know what I'm saying? 'Cause
right.
I believe that Punisher and like Jessica Jones and stuff like that. Those were. Netflix created, you know what I mean? They bought the rights,
right.
I don't know how the inner workings are on that. But at the end of the day, it is what it is. I'm very upset about it. What do you call it? I believe that Jason may, if he can find the time, may pop onto GHR this week. So
that'd be cool.
So on Thursday, you guys will find out if you're paying attention, and we'll get some of the inside skinny on what was going on over there. But at the end of the day, you know, it's just a sad, sad thing. So now I've finally spoken and said my piece about what I feel, you know, about this situation. Because, you know, I've mentioned it a couple of times, but I couldn't go into detail about it. But
yeah.
I'm just, you know, it's upsetting. It's a bloody show. It is a bloody, bloody show. And, you know, Netflix did it and got away with it. It's kind of like HBO could have done that and gotten away with
right.
it.
Right. But
you know what I mean?
Disney, though.
Disney, I think if they did revive the series, it's not going to be what it is now.
You think they are going to revive it?
It was successful. Maybe. But I don't know if they're going to be able to cast the characters that were on there.
Right.
So if they can't cast the same people, then
it's not the same
show. And now you've got the same situation of why are you recasting Wolverine? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, same type of situation.
It's the same situation, which is the same company. You know what I mean? So it's the same company. Why are you doing this? Anyway, so listen, everybody, we want to definitely thank you for tuning in to Within Brimskin. Come again next week. Every single Tuesday, we're going to be dropping one of these bad boys. Make sure to hit us up on social media, and we'll see you next week.